Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time for the dumbest arguments ever.
Melissa is here today for the dumbest argument ever. Hello, Melissa.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. We haven't done anything yet except answer the phone.
I love you guys. I listen to you every day. So thanks for having me on.
You are so sweet. Well, we are happy to have you. What's going on? Who are you arguing with? And more importantly, what are you arguing about?
Oh, my God. All right. Let me just preface this by saying I know that this is the dumbest argument ever, but I'm right, and you will see that I am right.
Okay. That's usually the way it goes.
I just want him to hear that I'm right. I'm in an argument with my boyfriend. We moved in together a few months ago, and everything's awesome, wonderful. We're totally in love.
Yeah.
But there's this one thing. So he calls the pantry the cupboard.
He calls the pantry the cupboard.
Yeah, and it's not a cupboard. It is a pantry. We are not living in Little in the Prairie olden times, okay? We're living in a modern home with a pantry.
Right, so...
And he refuses to call it what it is.
So you're saying, like, the place where you keep all your food, basically.
Yes.
Okay.
And it is a little food room that you walk into. It is not some, you know... clapboardy, bread boxy, old timey thing.
So what do you? I mean, so like, what does he say? He says, "Hey, put this in
the
cupboard."
Oh, babe, can you put this in the cupboard? And I'm like, no. And then we get in a dumb fight about it. And he's like, "It's a cupboard. Like that's what I call it." And I'm like, "Well, you're calling it wrong, and it's annoying. Don't."
It's driving you crazy.
What's your annoying boyfriend's name?
His name's Darren.
All right, let's call Darren and find out what's going on here.
Hello?
Darren?
Yeah.
Hey, Darren, good morning. It's Mark Kay and Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good.
Good.
Also, get this. Special guest star, your girlfriend Melissa joins us today.
Yay!
Hello!
Hi, sweetie.
Hey. Hi, baby.
Oh, look, they seem all nice. Yeah, Darren, listen, we had a question for you.
Okay.
Is it true that you call the pantry a cupboard?
Yeah.
Yeah, why... Yeah, apparently Melissa's not a big fan of that course of action.
No, she is not.
Right.
But why do you call it that?
Because that's what it's called. It is
not called that.
Oh my God.
Have you, I'm guessing you always called it a cupboard.
Yeah, that's what we always called it growing up.
Yeah.
Well, you called it wrong.
They're synonyms. What's the big deal?
They are not synonyms.
I always thought like a cupboard was a cabinet that sat on top of like another piece of furniture.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, you are correct, sir.
I looked it up, and it says it usually is used for displaying dishware, more specifically plates, cups, and saucers.
Yeah, like it has the glass, and you can see.
Yeah, cupboard, guys.
Remember, old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard to fetch her dog a bone.
Well,
I don't remember that.
Too, because you shouldn't keep bones in there.
Yeah. So. All right, so Darren, you think that the pantry and the cupboard are synonymous?
Yeah, I don't see what the big deal is. Well, who cares?
To Melissa does. And she's a little upset.
I care. So if you don't care, can we just change the word just for me? I know that you don't like the sound of a shovel on pavement. Do I go around just digging the sidewalk all the time? No, because I love you. And if you loved me, you would stop.
Well, that's a hard sell.
All right.
Wow.
All right. Hang on. Hang on.
Oh, my God.
833-685-9595. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. Is it a pantry or a cupboard? 95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one music station. Sam Smith tickets are coming up. 833-685-9595. Right now, though, we're in the middle of the dumbest argument ever. Is it a pantry or is it a cupboard? We had a woman call up and say her boyfriend, they moved in together, and he keeps calling it a cupboard, and she just wants to throw something at his face because she can't stand the word. Also, it's a pantry. 833-685-9595. Hey, Nicole, how are you?
I'm great.
Hey, what do you call it, a cupboard or a pantry?
I technically would call it a pantry, but I don't see the point in fighting over it. I mean, if he called it that growing up, what's the difference?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people just get really annoyed by certain things, we're learning.
Yeah.
You know, like they don't like calling the cupboard the pantry, for example. They don't like it when you break your spaghetti noodles before you put them in the pot. I mean, it's called the dumbest argument ever for a reason.
It is pretty dumb, yeah.
Yeah.
But there are words, like for example, Megan hates the word moist, right?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that one.
Not a big fan of that one.
Yeah.
This woman hates the word cupboard.
We fight about that at work, the word moist.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
You do?
Yeah. I think that's like a common thing, yeah.
What do you fight about? Some people like it, some people don't?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So some of us will purposely say it just to annoy others.
Right.
Yeah. I'm gonna try to work the word moist into every show from here on out. Just to annoy Megan and all your
coworkers. Just to annoy a lot of people, apparently, like her whole office.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. 833-685-9595. 833-685-9595. Pantry or cupboard? He says cupboard, she says pantry. And if you call it a cupboard again, I'm going to throw you into it and light you on fire. 833-685-9595. I'm paraphrasing, by the way. 833-685-9595. Hey, Nancy from Orange Park, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, we're great, Nancy. Do you call it a cupboard or a pantry?
Well, what about a cabinet?
Well, a cabinet's like...
I mean,
I feel like the cabinet is the thing like above the sink or below the sink, you know, that's small, almost...
You know, it really is, but I think that the cupboard... used to be what a cabinet is now, and I think the lady's right. It's a pantry, man. Come on. That's a pantry.
Yeah.
It really is called a pantry. Like, I mean, even in, like, older, like, I rent an older place, and, like, it's still a pantry. Like,
right.
It's not, like...
Right. And the cupboard was in his grandma's house. Have him go way back and remember these things.
And it had, like, glass. So. That's the other thing, too. I feel like a cupboard has, like, glass fronts.
When you Google it, doesn't say it's glass. It's just...
It's just a place where you keep cups, basically.
Yeah.
Cupboard. You know what else?
My grandmother kept her cups, her teacups.
When I worked in a restaurant, we had a pantry, but we just called it the storeroom.
The storeroom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, where you stored stuff.
It was really big. It was a stock room.
Yeah.
Yeah, a stock room. See, but a stock room's more for like a store.
Oh. Start calling it the stock room.
Yeah, we could do that.
There you go.
Hey, thanks for calling, though. Thanks for calling. Julie from Orange Park, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you both doing this morning?
We're doing great, Julie.
Thank you.
What do you like to call it, a pantry or a cupboard?
It's got to be a pantry because we're not in the 1950s anymore, and our grandparents used to say cupboard, but it's a pantry.
Right, I know.
This argument ever.
It's like pocketbook and purse. Like, you don't call it a pocketbook anymore, right? That's very old school.
No, of course not.
My grandma does.
My grandma used to say, I would hit you with my pocketbook.
Yeah.
And I'm like, now it's a purse.
It's a purse, right. It's not a pocketbook.
Or a bag.
Hey, all right, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. 833-685-9595. Pantry or cupboard?
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.